Hey everybody, it is. It's the good stuff. That's right. I am going to be sharing the Desiderata, and it's pretty interesting. I personally am not familiar with it, but it sounds like there's a lot of history, so I think we all need to be in the know. What about you, Mike?
I don't know what I'm going to do yet, so...
Okay. Well, you plan ahead.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit here in Valentine and the surrounding areas. Maybe a nice fishing trip if some ice shows up this winter, or come for Valentine's Day and the Bull Bash. Find out more at bullbash.net or about the entire area. Go to visitvalentine.com.
And let's talk about Tri-State Livestock News. Years ago, cattlemen had limited resources, like guessing market trends and relying on hearsay. That was inconvenient, yet at the time, it was the only option. Then came the big publications offering news, but with hefty subscriptions. And then came Tri-State Livestock News. Minimal cost because we are local and genuinely care about our rancher's success. Get the latest. Go to Tri-State Livestock News. That's TSLN.com.
All right, let's go.
All right, the Desiderata. Actually, it's a prose poem. It was really popular in the 60s and the 70s. For a long time, there was a legend that it had been found on an old piece of parchment in St. Paul's Church in Baltimore, and that the poem itself dated back to 1600s. But that's not true. Desiderata was written by a gentleman named Max Ehrman from Terre Haute, Indiana, about 1927. He was a lawyer turned poet and wrote a fair amount of other works, but this poem is his most famous. The poem is full of magnificent language and is a great example of the new thought philosophy that was popular in the early part of the 20th century. So let's take a look. Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. In other words, translated, stop talking to fill the silence and listen to your own inner voice. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and the ignorant. They too have their story. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Everyone is walking their own path with their own struggles and could really use your good thoughts. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. Loud and noisy people are almost always trying to get you to pay attention to them instead of the voice of your own heart. The internet and TV are full of these people. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be a greater and lesser persons than yourself. So you're already you, and nobody is going to make a better you. And it's okay to let other people be who they are. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Much of the fun of life is the journey, not the destination. If you don't enjoy the journey, you are wasting most of your life. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Pick something you like to do and learn more about it, and let everybody else do the same. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery, but this should not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Individually, people are pretty good. Many of them think they have to act some other way at work. They don't have to, but they think they do. In their hearts, most people are good and kind. Pay attention to that part of them. So that's about half of it. I'm going to share the rest of it for another Good Stuff program. But it's called Desiderata. Mike?
Well, I'm going to just wrap things up today a little bit here, do a little business for you. Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo is coming up January 30th through February 7th. Get your tickets for the Rope Ride and Slide, Team Roping, Saddle Bronx, and Steer Wrestling on the 30th of January, 7 p.m. February 3rd is the Ranch Rodeo, and February 4th, Bronx for Breakfast at 10 a.m. Find out more at the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. Just Google them, all right? From everyone at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, Happy New Year. May the coming year be bright with opportunity, strength, and the timeless values of our Western heritage.
And Mike, before we head out, I do have one thing to say in my defense.
Okay.
I was left unsupervised.
Okay. If you have something to share on the Good Stuff, please send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to this great radio station for another edition of the Good Stuff.